At the convention of the American Booksellers in Dallas earlier this month, there was talk of new trends in the industry, like flexibooks, volumes that have a durable laminated cover that are neither hardcover nor paperback. But commentator Gene Shepherd has heard about one idea that might be really big in the book business.
I have a report from the literary front. That sounds ominous, doesn't it? Well, I have this editor friend. In fact, he is my editor. His name is Harold. We'll call him that for argument's sake. He's been an editor for about 35, 40 years. He's edited all kinds of great classics and dumb books and all sorts of things. He really knows the literary scene. The other day, I sat down with Harold, and he had this very serious look on his face, and I knew something was coming up. And he says, listen, he said, I got to talk to you about what's happening in the literary world. I said, well, what is it, Harold? He said, well, forget novels. We're now truly in the period of illiteracy. Nobody reads novels hardly at all anymore. I said, well, what do they read? He says, well, are you ready for this? I said, I'm ready, Harold. He says, cookbooks. He says, cookbooks, diet books, books on jogging, and anything that has the name handbook in the title. That's what they're reading. I said, what does this mean, Harold? He says, well, we've got feelers out already. He says, every literary guy in the business is going to be doing these soon. He says, we're looking forward to Norman Mailer's smash seller, The Left-Wing Concerned Jewish Cookbook. He says, how does this grab you, Shepherd? John Updike's Suburbanite Splintered Family Goodies, especially his non-involved divorce casseroles. Or we have here coming up Gloria Steinem's Liberation Snacks and her exciting editorial attacking carrots as phallic symbols. And how about Gore Vidal's Epicurean Expatriate Delights for Filthy, Rich, Snobbish Writers and Readers, written in bile and dripping with venom. And then, of course, we have also on the books coming up in the season or two, Truman Capote's Joyous Fire Island Bonbons and his wonderful chapter on catty canapes. So, Shepherd, get to work. I want to see a diet, sex, jogging cookbook with the word handbook in the title. We're expecting things from you, Shepherd, and it's the bestseller for you on the next go-around. Get to it. This is Gene Shepherd for National Public Radio.